all the waiters and waitresses surround the table, and they start their song. Oh, my goodness. I don't even like it if it's not my table. I don't even like witnessing it. And I'm not sure why. It just seems stupid to me. And then, you know, there are liars. They've never once asked, I need to see your driver's license to prove it's your birthday before you bring the cupcake to you.
They do?
No, they don't.
Oh, no, they don't.
That's why I'm saying it's so easy for people to cheat on that. But I'm like Peon. I've been places when it was my birthday. And they'd say, is anybody? No. No, we're good. We're all good.
Yeah, I do, because you get free stuff.
Well, Dan, we know you do. Yeah. You counterfeit tickets.
My daughter went on to take me to a certain Mexican restaurant. Because they put a sombrero on you.
I hate that.
Oh, that's one that I've been before where, I told them not to do it.
I would get up and leave. If they put that hat on me, I would say, oh, let's go. Everybody out.
I embrace it. You just get up and enjoy
the moment. No, Dan, we know you embrace it. You would bring your own sombrero. You're that guy. You're the guy they do that stuff for. Because you actually like it.
Well, yeah, you were telling me yesterday you went to lunch and you even asked the waitress.
Yeah, I asked,
what do you got for birthday people?
Yeah.
My wife sometimes gets very mad at me. But we were somewhere, I'm guessing it was a Mexican restaurant. And you know when those, like, three strolling guys will come over with the guitar and they'll come over and go, would you like to hear, do you have a request? And I say, yes, I request that you not play at my table. Wow, you'd have thought I was Satan. But I meant it. I don't stand here right next to me. I don't want that.
But if they start playing at your table, they stand there until you give them a tip.
Oh, right.
And they're right next to you.
They're not just doing it for the goodness of their heart.
I don't like it. And I have a request. My request has been more than once, yes, go to the next table. That's my request.
Yeah, we've done that at some of our trips we take with the listeners.
Yes.
Usually in Mexico or wherever.
And
they'll have.
And you know what? On those trips, half of them are lit up a little bit, and so they're in the party mood.
But sometimes they're just at the resort, even in the, you know, in the buffet room.
Right. My favorite is that guy with that gripping, huge monster acoustic guitar.
Yeah, his arms stand out like 2 feet to hold it.
I think the resort assumes that everybody will love this.
No, right? No, we're like, put your head down. Just stare at your food.
My favorite, still to this day, on one of our trips, we went to Chichen Itza. And on the way back, we had dinner included.
Where
in
the heck
thing.
Is Chichen Itza?
When we went to the ruins, the Mayans ruins.
Oh, I missed that.
That's
right. I forgot to go there.
Yeah, you did. 4-hour bus ride each way.
According to them, it was, it's fine, about a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
It was 4 hours.
That means four. When you go to a restaurant, how long is the wait? When they say 20, 40.
Yeah.
40 minutes. It's like the weather forecast in resort cities. Go down to Panama Beach or any real resort area and listen to the forecast. Partly sunny. They won't say partly cloudy. And by the way, if it's partly sunny, it's also partly cloudy. Which part's sun?
Right.
Even if the 20% part is sun, partly sunny tomorrow, it's a resort.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and temperatures, and then they'll cheat on it and make it about 82 or something when it's 88 or 90. And it's a resort. They don't want you to leave.
We stopped at this buffet on the way back from the Mayans, from the ruins, and because dinner was included.
You know what? I made the mistake. I went to the Urines ruin. Mayans and Urines.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the wrong place.
Urines. That was all yellow.
Urineses.
Urineses.
Yeah, Urineses. But the funniest thing was the mariachi band that was walking around to each table. Mm-hmm. They were all Asians.
That was interesting.
Like three or four of them, and they're all Asian. And they're like,
I loved it when they sang Rakukalacha.
They all talk Spanish.
Rakukalacha, Rakukalacha. I guess we might as well jump right into the Burke segment here. Does anybody have anything?
I do. I have one thing.
This is Eon the Peon. He will be a dad probably in December. Peon Jr. is on the way. That won't be his name. It should be. That's what I think they should name it. They won't reveal the name yet. We'll keep you posted. What do you have, Peon?
I just have one piece of audio. Thank you very much. I just have one piece of audio to play today. This was a reporter was going to Wayne County Fair. I'm not sure where Wayne County is. I think maybe Indiana.
That sounds right.
Wilkes-Barre? Is Wilkes-Barre in Indiana?
Don't know.
Let me see here.
We can see.
I guess it really doesn't matter. So she was at the fair, and she she saw this little kid. He looks to be about two or three. So she just hands him the interview and starts asking him questions. And I thought his interview was pretty entertaining. So,
here. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before. But apparently, sometimes I don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah.
That's all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the water, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
I love this kid.
Wow.
What? I need his name.
Hi, honey.
Hold on. Yep, hold on. I'm just going to ask him. What's his name?
Noah,
what's your last name?
Deck. Ritter.
How do you spell his last name?
Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Wilkes-Barre.
All right, buddy.
He loves the word apparently.
Apparently, yes.
Apparently.
I've never been on live television
that's
before.
That's a kid who learned. That's the biggest word he knows, so he uses it all. What a great kid.
Yeah, that was funny.
Now that's a reporter that got a great story.
Yes, absolutely.
It didn't have a whole lot of substance.
A viral video.
Yeah, but it didn't need a whole lot. That's it for me.
That was it.
Dan, anything?
I don't have anything. Seymour had a request, though.
He did? Well, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. We haven't even asked for calls, but we take calls, even if we don't ask for them. And Seymour knows our number, apparently.
Apparently.
Seymour, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Ham and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
Well, apparently, I'm a day late. But I wanted to wish Dan Strauss, South, a.k.a. Southside Johnny, happy birthday. And since the station spent the whole month wishing Mike Shannon happy birthday.
I think it was 8 weeks we wished him happy birthday.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it would be appropriate if Mike Shannon called in and wished Danny Strauss happy birthday.
That's not going to happen.
Are you sure?
I bet he'd call in. I was sure.
I doubt it very seriously.
Look, there's a call.
That's not Mike, is it? Well, you know what? You may have something here, Seymour. Hang on. Let me take this call.
All right.
Let me see if we... Yes, hello. KTRS, Large Morning Show in the Afternoon.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah.
I'm Ham in the PM. This is Mike Shannon.
Well, what do you know? Unbelievable.
Wow.
And what are you calling for, Mike?
I was calling to wish my friend Dan Starks a happy birthday.
Yeah, that's very nice. He just stepped out.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are here.
There.
Oh, okay. There, he's here, Mike.
Hey, Danny.
Yes, Mike.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy. And they did it all up for me, you know, about 6-8 weeks worth of birthdays and stuff.
Yeah, we heard that.
I'm telling a story about me driving a bus.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy was, but, man, he laughed his butt off.
Yeah, sure did, Mike. Yeah, sure did.
Hey, Charles. Yeah. Hey, listen.
I'm not even sure we've stopped wishing you happy birthday. I'm not sure that's over here. They may be continuing now.
I certainly hope not, because I need a reason to slam down another Handy 48 pack.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you for calling. And I'm sure, Dan, you'd like to thank him. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much. It means a lot.
You bet.
Okay.
And keep the birthday wishes coming my way, too.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mike. Wow, the one and only.
Wow. He's obviously a listener.
Seymour, thanks for... Wow, no sooner than Seymour said it, Mike obviously was listening, and boom.
Dialed the phone.
Calls right in there.
That's crazy.
I didn't
crazy.
Think he listened to us anymore since we no longer... We don't have the Cardinals, do we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we do.
No.
But he's still calling. That was very, very nice. So the Burke segment's closed. And other than that, it's kind of up to you. Mike Evans promises he will not be a no-show today like he was yesterday.
What happened?
He says he's in Canada and he didn't have a signal. I've been to Canada. You can call from Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about, but he'll be with us today. And the rest is up to you. We'll take a break. We'll take your calls. Here are our numbers. 314-969-KTRS. That is 5877. That's the one most of the lines come into. Try that first. If you can't get in there, do this one. 888-550-KTRS. And speaking of Canada, Dan has talked about this before because Dan goes up there to play hockey. The Canadian customs people at the border, they're very, very strict about if you've ever had a felony conviction, not just DWI. I didn't know that you can have a misdemeanor DWI and a felony DWI. I didn't know that. They're two different DWIs.
Talking about here?
Yes. And I have a friend who, this is funny because this came up last weekend, he wants to go bear hunting in Canada, but he had a DWI in 1977. And he said, I think I'm okay, but I don't know. And I said, well, one, you have to make sure it was taken off your record. If it's a felony, suspended imposition of sentence, they call it, misdemeanor, you can have it removed. It's not as serious. In other words, you didn't do jail time. You pled guilty. It wasn't. But if you did jail time and it was a felony DWI, it's really...
It's on your record forever?
Well, it is if the right people know how to pull it up, because... This friend, I told him, I said, look, you got to call a good attorney. I said, better yet, I'd call Canadian Customs. Call them and say, here's my deal. Can I get in? Just go to the source. Apparently, that's not easy to do. There's no number. You have to go online. But it's really interesting, and I don't think it's right. To me, come on, Canada.
Well, I think Canada...
if somebody had a DWI 25 years ago and they cleaned up their act and it was just one of those things, really, you're going to keep them from coming in?
Oh, I know. They're kind of jerks at the border. With us, if you get a third DWI, that's automatically a felony. With Canada, I believe their first one is a felony.
No, they're
very strict.
They're very, very strict. And I don't know that I agree with that. Most of you listening, you know you've driven home when you shouldn't have driven home. You're just lucky you didn't get caught. And if you did, should you pay for the rest of your life for that if you didn't hurt anybody or kill anybody? And I don't know the answer to that. In the perfect world, nobody would ever do that.
I know someone that did have a DWI. They stopped them. They were going up there to go fishing or hunting or something like that. They stopped them at the border and said, $600 will get you into the country.
Yeah, well, that guy, Well, unfortunately, that's sometimes the way it works. Yeah. To me, there are two reasons to go to Canada. Hunting and fishing, or unless you want to get real cold in the winter, you go, I'm just not cold enough here. I'd like to get colder. Then you go to Canada. Other than that, and I've been, but it's to fish. I've never hunted there. But you folks who, if you're planning on bear hunting or moose hunting or whatever it is they all do hunting up there, or fishing, and fishing in Canada is something I would recommend. Especially if you have sons, daughters. Wow, what an incredible fishing experience. But you better make sure your record is clean, and if something happened that it was removed. And the other thing I found interesting is, at least the way he told it to me, this attorney said, I can go in, and even though that was removed, I can still go in and see that you had it. But most people couldn't, and the customs people probably don't dig that deeply. So just... FYI, if you're thinking about going to Canada, I would like to go again next year with my sons. They'd love to go fishing at least one more time. We did it before, and man, oh man, and I saw the Northern Lights, and you can't explain the Northern Lights to people. Have you ever seen them?
No, never have.
You cannot.
No, I'd love to.
You can't explain it. It's, and no picture will do it justice. And I was in a cabin, our cabin. I'd kind of gone in for the night, and my son runs down from the clubhouse, and he goes, Dad, you get out here. Get out. You're not. And I walked outside, and I thought the end of the world was coming. It was like Jesus or something had come down as a green ghost.
It looks like what you would imagine a alien invasion or UFO invasion
exactly.
would look like.
That's exactly what it looks like. And you're just engulfed in this ghost-like green light. You cannot explain it. Aurora Borealis. It's one of nature's great little light shows that they put on.
Ron is a police officer. He said he can kind of explain.
No, I would like to talk to Ron. Ron, how are you?
I'm well. I'm AMP.
Thank you. That's why you're well. Where do you do your police officering?
Well, I work out in Western St. Charles County.
Okay.
And I was listening to what Dan said about the DWIs, and he almost had it right. But what they really look for is they look for the conviction. So you could have 10 DWIs, but if they're not all convictions, the third one is really the one that kind of puts you behind the eight ball.
And the other thing that this guy told me he found out was, like so many other things, even when you're stopped by a police officer, it's really about what agent you get, what border agent you get. And you know what I mean by that, Ron. Look, there are some cops that'll stop you and give you a ticket for the same thing that another one might give you a warning, depending on your attitude, his attitude, his temperament that day. And I think that's probably true, that the border agent has a lot to do with how much they press it. But that's a good thing to know. So if you haven't been convicted of a, I guess, felony, you can probably get in Canada, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And the other thing to think about, as far as I know, and I'm not an attorney, but I think the only thing you cannot get expunged from your record is a conviction for drugs. I don't think that'll come off, but I've had friends that have been in law enforcement and tried to leave one police department and go to another and found out that department didn't want to hire them because of a misdemeanor DWI like your friend had some 10 years ago, and they had to get that expunged first before they would be in that process.
And so a DWI that's a felony is one where there was a conviction and maybe you even did do jail time, correct?
Yes, or even an SIS like you talked about, a suspended imposition sentence, something like that.
Okay, good to know. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, sir. Great day.
How about you, too? Somebody said to me one time, "You don't call them cops. They don't like to be called cops." I've had other cops say to me, "Yeah, my buddy's a cop over in..." That's not true that they don't like that. Look at the show, Cops. Yeah. And they're in it. They participate in the show. If they hated it, they'd go, "We're not going to be on a show called Cops. We hate that word." It's not a derogatory term.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus AudioBox USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet. And your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinoplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com. For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Give transit a try.
Check out Citizens for Modern Transit's new Try and Ride program to get a personalized transit route from home to work, fare tickets, and more.
Visit cmt-stl.org.
Donate your car to Goodwill by the end of the year, and you can get movies for a year. Compliments of Werenberg Theaters. Visit MERSGoodwill.org.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not today.
Ooh. You don't? You were on TV last night. What are you talking about?
Well, not really.
You were.
He was on MLB TV.
Baseball. You had a seat right on the edge of the field. And
yes, very good seats. My friend was nice enough to...
on camera.
Yeah, yeah, he has season tickets there.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, this, I guess, is his birthday. He has company seats, and he was nice enough to invite me. And somebody from Saturday's game grabbed a ball that was in play. You know, it came over by the sidelines there, and somebody grabbed it, and that's fan interference. And, you know, baseball players don't like that when fans get involved in a play like that. So the ushers were very... very adamant about letting everybody know, all right, everybody knows the deal. No, nobody grabs balls that are over the rail unless for sure it's a foul ball, and then, of course, you can try to get it.
So how humiliating, because they always show the
Yeah, and so, of course, it was like the first inning. This guy, who was probably 20 seats, 10, 15, yeah, 15, 20 seats to our left in the front row, It was a bloop. Jonas Cespedes hit a bloop ball. Colton Wong, or he's an outfielder for the Red Sox. Colton Wong's running over, running back, you know, over his shoulder, trying to make a play. Hits off his glove, bounces in fair territory, so it's a fair ball, and then rolls over towards the stands. And this guy reached right over and grabbed. Matt Adams and Colton Wong are just standing there, and this guy.
They look.
They stopped the play, of course, and they gave it was a double, and I think fan interference gave him third base. But, yeah, the ushers have to come over and remove the gentleman from his seat.
They take you into there's a torture chamber.
Yes. Yes.
Few people know about this.
Yeah.
It's high level. It's Gitmo type. You know,
and I've been at games before when I've been never in the front row like that, but I've seen people just flip over the rail and everything. They're going to grab a ball.
Yeah, people go nuts.
That would be the most embarrassing. You reach over, lose your balance, and you're lying
on the field.
Well, my friends were telling me they've sat in these seats before, and there was a ball. I think it was a fair ball. Yeah. But it bounced off the ground, and so they're making sure, you know, so they're saying, don't touch it, don't touch it, and they all put their hands up in the air like that. But then it whizzed right past their heads. It was going fast. So at a certain point, when it crosses the stands, you can't touch it then because to block your face or whatever, you don't want to. So that was a fun fun little incident at the game last night.
We have phone. I don't know why we have phone calls, but I'm going to take them. And we didn't give the numbers, but I'm going to take them because look at this. For some reason, people are calling. I'll just give the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Julie's been holding a while. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Good, Frank. I am in the PM.
Well, thank you. So what's going on?
I just had kind of a dilemma, and I don't have a computer as far as trying to get a hold of the person myself, but I called Bill Clubland's show last weekend and did the trivia question where he was giving away baseball tickets, and there were six people, and they were going, wow, this is really hard to choose between. They're going to give away three pair. So all of us were on hold, and then he came back to me and said that I was one of the ones that won. So he took my, he didn't, but the producer took my address, and I get the envelope today, and it's a voucher for donuts.
What?
For donuts?
That does not sound like KTRS.
Oh, I tell you.
We don't make mistakes like that.
But I don't know who they mailed the
Somebody got your tickets, and you got their donuts.
Right.
Boy, oh
boy. So I don't know what happens in that case. I mean, I don't know how I would prove it.
I will, you know what I would do? I'd sue this station if I were you. Well, you know, I'd get an attorney, and I'd sue him for $1 million.
Well, you think the host of the show would just out of his pocket buy tickets.
That's what I would do.
And
I would give them to Julie. I think you had a lawsuit here. Yeah. Mental anguish. Like have you been tossing and turning, kind of having trouble sleeping over it? And
I just got them today, so no, no.
Well, I can tell donuts? You're disturbed by this, and that's called mental anguish.
Sue Bill Clubland. That's
I'd sue him and the station. I'd sue him personally and the station.
And McGrew, he's connected.
Sue
he's
him.
A program,
he's a
program director.
No, he's a program director. Sue, I'd sue him, too.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
He does. Have you ever heard how many commercials he does?
Throw Mike Shannon in there, too, because it's his birthday.
Yeah, sue him, too.
Now it's his birthday?
Well, I think he's got a two-month-long
it's
birthday.
It's going to be his birthday for a long time.
And I'd sue Mike Dorsey, because he runs the whole place. That's four lawsuits. Yeah, you're going to be a rich
You'll
woman.
You'll be able to afford tickets for the rest of your life.
You can buy the team.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry that happened, Julie, but of course we have nothing to do with that. You win something on this show, you get it. That's how it works.
That's right.
And I'm sure it was not intentional. And, again, we're not kidding. Sue Bill. Sue him. In the
I state. Wonder, does he have an email, or would that even do any good?
No, he does have an email.
Isn't it...
I could look it up
something
here.
Something B. Cleveland at Gmail.
Do you have a... I thought you said...
You don't have
a computer. Well, I have a phone that I can...
You can email on your phone?
Yeah, well, I kind of have the internet.
Oh,
it's kind of new to me.
No, she's got a smartphone. Yeah, she could do that.
Yes, I do.
Hang on. It's something at Gmail, I think, .com. B. Cleveland or...
Yeah, I think it is B. Cleveland.
B. Cleveland, C-L-E-V-L-E-N at gmail.com.
Yep, that's it. You could sue his on-the-road company, too. You could just lump it all together.
Sue his company, sue the bill on the road, sue everybody.
Sue the state of Indiana, because that's where he is
that's
right
how
now.
Things work. That's how things work these days. Yeah, sue the state of Indiana.
C-L-E-V.
L-E-N.
L-E-N.
Right. B-C-L-E-V-L-E-N at gmail.com. If you need
he might be listening maybe now, so...
I don't think he listens to this show. If you need a good attorney, call us back.
He listens because on his show he tries to act just like you.
He does?
Yeah.
How does he do that? Does he tell jokes?
He tries to have the same type of humor. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, that must be a horrible show.
Tries to.
That show must be terrible.
Oh, no.
Well, Julie, I'm sorry about that. And shoot him an email and see if we can get this resolved.
All right.
He's a nice guy. He'll figure something out.
Okay.
All right, Julie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can see it now. It'll be on the road with Julie soon.
Yeah. She'll own it. She'll own everything. KJUL Radio. Hello, Seymour.
Hey, Frank. Oh. AM in the PM.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Speaking about being on TV, last night I happened to come across a documentary on Netflix about the space program from its inception through the shuttle. And it was called When We Left Earth. So I'm watching it. And my friend comes out of the kitchen, made us a sandwich.
Is your friend male or female?
Oh, it was a male. Okay. So we were drinking beer and eating sandwiches and watching this program.
Okay.
Scratching myself.
And he looks at the TV and he goes, Houston, we got a problem. That there is Frank Opinion. And I looked at the TV and my jaw dropped. I swear, they were interviewing an astronaut that flew the shuttle. And the guy's Frank, if I'm lying, I'm flying. The guy can pass for your brother. His name was Story Musgrave.
Really? We're gonna look this guy up.
When we left Earth, the documentary, and his name is Story Musgrave.
I remember his name.
Pass for your brother.
All right, we're gonna check him out.
All right,
appreciate it. Thanks, Seymour.
All right.
I can't see the screen, so I don't know who I'm talking to. Burke Segment, was that it for you?
Yes.
Dan, nothing?
I have something. When you brought up the Billy Bob teeth, I was flying back from Detroit on one of our hockey trips, and I had my Billy Bob teeth, and I took them with me.
When you and your buddies say you go to hockey, but you go to strip clubs in Canada?
Yes, exactly. I was using my Billy Bob teeth throughout the entire trip.
I'll bet the flight attendants thought that was hilarious.
Oh, and I used them on the plane. And they brought some candy or something. I can't remember what it was. And I put my Billy Bob teeth in. And there was this guy sitting next to me. And I turned around and I said, man, that stuff will rot your teeth out. And he goes, you're telling me. And this guy's a preacher. He goes, mine come out too. And he pops his teeth out right on the plane. It was just, you had to be there. It was one of those moments where it was really, really funny. But we ended up talking to the guy, and he turned out to be a preacher here in St. Louis.
You know what? We need to get new Billy Bob teeth because your teeth change over the years. They move a little bit. Yeah. I need good, snug. I'm going to go online and find some Billy Bob. Those guys were from Illinois. They were near here. Remember? We had them on the air.
We did an interview, yeah.
And wow, what a gold mine when they stumbled on these things. And they're very realistic. I mean, they look like somebody's bad teeth.
Yeah.
Now, remember, you could get different types, snaggle tooth missing, gold tooth.
Yes.
They had pictures, I guess, on their website. I'm going to have to go take another
gingivitis
look.
Gingivitis, and there's like gum disease and all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness,
One said I had a big old divot out of one of the teeth.
Oh, yeah, and there's an abscess on a gum or something.
No, stop. My goodness.
They're so good.
I'm going to do a little business, and unless I forget, I'll tell you my probably best airplane story of any time I was ever on a plane and a guy that I sat next to. And you just reminded me of when we talked about that preacher took his teeth out. And I was coming back to St. Louis, and I sat next to a foot reflexologist. And he was coming back from a foot reflexology seminar or convention. This guy was out of his mind. He was nuts. And it was very weird and awkward. And I'll just tell you that he had me take my shoes off, and he was rubbing my feet.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was weird.
Are you sure?
I didn't want to do it. And he said, well, let me show you what I'm talking about. Take your shoe off. And I said, no, that's okay. And he said, take your shoe. He went crazy on me. And I thought, this guy's going to blow the plane up or something.
He had a foot fetish.
His job, I don't think.
That might end up.
You start rubbing your foot and all of a sudden.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's a weird, wow, what a weird story.
Hi, this is Jim Holder. If you're in the market for a truck, SUV, or crossover, let me recommend my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Broadway Ford is a one-stop, full Ford truck, SUV, and crossover dealership. They can help you with all of your retail and commercial vehicles. Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. His staff has what you need. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is a business-preferred network located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street. You can reach them. Call 314-241-9140. That's 314-241-9140. Or at BroadwayTruck.com.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're concerned about the health of your trees, you need to talk to Davy Tree Expert Company. These people love trees. They have a passion for keeping trees healthy. Their certified arborists provide personalized care for your trees. They're trained in the latest technologies for safe and accurate pruning and provide accurate and reliable preventative measures for diseases and invasive insects. Call Davy Tree at 844-560-TREE or davy.com/KTRS.
Hi, my name is Mike England, president at St. Mary's High School. Have you heard about the Renaissance going on South Grand Boulevard? I encourage you to come and visit our beautiful 27-acre campus. Schedule a tour or shadow a student and experience our amazing academic program. Located just 10 minutes from Jamison and 44 and 20 minutes anywhere south, north, and west, St. Mary's High School is accessible to all. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Mizzou fans, instead of watching the game at home alone, yay, there's nothing like watching it with other Tiger fans at Rib City. Yay! Bring the family and enjoy some award-winning baby back ribs with other Missouri fans at the Mizzou Watch Party at Rib City. All of their meats are slow-cooked over selected hardwoods. Oh, yeah! And for more information, call 314-965-RIBS or go to RibCitySCLewis.com. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in their new location east of 270 on Manchester in the Colonnade Center. In the pair.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're gonna paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're gonna pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in London, where a Thomson Airways flight from Tunisia to Edinburgh was diverted to Heathrow Airport after a drunken passenger allegedly attacked crew members with her prosthetic leg. Yeah, took off her leg, started swinging it around, told the flight crew she wanted cigarettes and a parachute. When they asked her to be quiet, she allegedly slapped a little girl and then started swinging her leg crew at the her leg at the cabin crew. They took it away, but she started kicking them with her good leg before she was eventually subdued. I wouldn't think it's that hard to subdue a one-legged person who's kicking you. The pilot had to make that emergency landing in London. The woman was removed by police for questioning. A witness said, quote, "It sounds funny, but it was not a laughing matter at the time. It was serious. She was totally drunk, and it was pretty shocking." After she was removed, the flight continued to Edinburgh. And we're keeping your leg! In Northampton, Massachusetts, two cops went to a house after a report that an ex-felon who lived there had a firearm on the premises. That's against the law. When the 53-year-old man came to the door to respond to the charge, he told the officers, "Guns? The only guns I have here are my biceps." And then he started flexing for the officers to prove he was telling the truth. The cops still searched the house. All they found was a toy water gun. Afterward, one of the cops told the reporter, "You know, for 53, that guy's all right. He was probably bigger back in the day, but he's definitely in shape. He's got some guns." And by the way, the guy was boozed up, but not charged with anything. In Essex, England, Star Wars fan Laura Matthews started calling herself Laura Skywalker 6 years ago as a joke. Even began signing her name L. Skywalker to reflect the change. But when she applied for a passport as Laura Elizabeth Skywalker Matthews, The administrators at the home office rejected it, telling her, quote, it will not recognize a change to a name which is subject to copyright or trademark. We have a duty to ensure the reputation of the UK passport is not called into question or disrepute, unquote. Laura said she'd never encountered issues in the past because of her new signature. She said, quote, it's on my driving license, my bank cards, everything. Everybody's happy with that signature except for the passport office, unquote. But if she still wants a new passport, they say she will have to revert to her old signature, no Skywalker. And don't put down Darth Vader as your father. Next, we go to Muskegon Township, Michigan, where employees at Happy's Pizza were not too pleased to see a man walk in with three children. Well, the man was wearing nothing but a towel while holding a gun. They told him they'd have to get dressed if he wanted to eat there, and the staff members managed to get him outside, but the 27-year-old began banging on the glass at the front of the pizzeria, and his gun went off. Good news, nobody injured. The guy then walked home after the gun discharge. Police found him sitting on his front porch with his .40-caliber semi-automatic still in his hand. Officers got him to drop the weapon. According to Police Chief Ken Sanford, the man admitted to taking four hits of acid before the incident. Oh, good. Let's put him in charge of three little kids. The officer defused the potentially very dangerous situation, and the guy was arrested and brought to a local hospital to be evaluated. And we'll finish in East Tawas, Michigan, where Renee Ferguson was visiting the Sunrise Side Nature Trail and Exotic Park when she says a worker led her and her daughter Tina Dobson into a lion's cage, where she tried to pet one of the lions, but it turned and ripped off part of a finger. She told a reporter, quote, I was in total shock. I really didn't believe that part of my finger was lying on the ground, unquote. She claims that the owners were more worried about their reputation than her well-being, saying, they told me not to tell. They told me to lie. But the zoo officials say there are already multiple warning and bite signs posted, and that Ferguson actually snuck into the restricted area after staff told her not to go in there. The owners of the zoo said, quote, the lady went into the security area and was told by the guide to get back. The lady stated that she wanted to touch the lion. She continued against the guide's warning, put her finger inside the fence, and yes, the lion nipped off the end of her finger. She's going to sue. Says she doesn't want the zoo to go out of business, but believes they must prevent other people from being attacked. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today for the Big 550 KTRS.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Construction is hard work. Don't let unreliable waste disposal slow down the job and cost you money. At Republic Services, they pride themselves in offering on-time service at a competitive price. With their dedicated construction representatives, large dumpsters, scheduling services, and Johnny on the spots are just a phone call away. They understand time is money. It's time to get a waste service provider you can depend on every day for every job. To get started, head to republicservices.com or call 636-947-5959 today. Republic Services. We'll handle it from here.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with the hottest price meltdowns in store only. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Hi, this is Jim Holder. If you're in the market for a truck, SUV, or crossover, let me recommend my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Broadway Ford is a one-stop, full Ford truck, SUV, and crossover dealership. They can help you with all of your retail and commercial vehicles. Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. His staff has what you need. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is a business-preferred network located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street. You can reach them. Call 314-241-9140. That's 314-241-9140. Or at BroadwayTruck.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edward.